Title: Riser Timing for Jungle Drops from Scratch Using Arrangement View Advanced. Alright, let's build a proper jungle riser system in Ableton Live using Arrangement View, and we're doing it the way it actually works in Reval Tunes. Phrasing first, timing second, and sound design serving the drop, not the other way around. Because in jungle and drum and bass, the drop doesn't just happen. The drop is earned. And the difference between an okay build and how did that hit so hard? Build is usually not a magic sample. It's bar-aware automation, a couple of intentional silence moments, and the discipline to not peak too early. First, set your context. Open Arrangement View and set your tempo somewhere in that classic range, 165 to 174 BPM. Now, don't start designing risers yet. Start by laying out the phrase. A very standard jungle layout is 16 bars of intro, 16 bars of build, and then the drop. So for example, your drop might land at bar 33. Yours can be different, but pick a landing point and commit. Now place locators. This is huge for advanced timing, because it stops you drawing random curves that don't respect the grid. Add locators for build start, 8 bars to drop, 4 bars to drop, 1 bar to drop, and then drop. And here's the mindset upgrade. Think in events, not ramps. Your build is going to be 4 to 7 distinct moments. A layer appears, the rhythm doubles, the stereo opens, the density spikes, then a pullback, then silence, then impact. In Arrangement View, those are easy to see and easy to control. Now let's create the riser architecture. Make 3 tracks. Name them Riser Noise, Riser Tone, and Riser Break. Select all 3 and group them. Command or Control G, and name the group Riser Bus. This is not just organization. This is power. It means you can hard stop the entire riser on the downbeat, and protect your drop transients in one move. Now add 2 return tracks if you don't already have them. One for a big reverb wash, and one for delay spice. Use hybrid reverb for the wash, echo for delay. Don't overthink the settings yet, because the important part is that we'll automate what goes into these returns and how those tails behave right before the drop. Layer 1. The noise riser. This is your air layer. Wide, exciting, but controlled. It should not be the thing that makes your track harsh at 10k. You can do it fast with a white noise sample, stretch to 16 bars before the drop. Or do it clean with a synth. If you go synth, put Wave Eatable on the noise track. Choose a noise source, like white noise. Put a low-pass filter on it. A 24 dB slope is great. Add a bit of drive in the filter, just enough to make it speak. Then build a simple chain. Wave Eatable, maybe auto filter for extra shaping, saturator with soft clip-on, utility for width control, and EQ aid to keep it sane. Now automation in Arrangement View. And this is where the lesson really is. Automate the filter cutoff so it starts dark, like 200 to 500 Hz, and rises up to around 10 to 14k. Automate utility width so it starts fairly narrow, maybe 0 to 30%, and opens up wide near the end, 120 to 160%. Automate saturation drive as well, but here's the trick. Don't just draw one continuous rise from start to finish. Put corners on meaningful bar and beat points. For example, a steady rise through bar minus 8, a stronger push at bar minus 4, another push at bar minus 2, and then the real oh no moment in the final bar. Now the advanced timing move. Aim for 95% intensity at 1 bar to drop, not at the drop. 1 bar before. Then, in that final bar, you do something that feels almost ROM on paper. You dip slightly in the last beat, or even the last 8th note, to create a vacuum. That tiny pullback is what makes the drop feel larger. Your ear measures impact by contrast, not absolute loudness. Layer 2, the tonal riser. This is your key tension. If noise is air, tone is intention. It says, we're going somewhere. On riser tone, load operator or wave eatable. Keep it simple. Saw or square works, or a sign that you distort into something mean. If you're going darker, make a MIDI clip for 16 bars leading into the drop, and hold a root note, like F or G, or a two-note drone if you want slight movement. Now the chain, operator, auto filter, a distortion stage like roar if you have it or pedal if you don't, maybe corpus if you want metallic tension, then a Q8, then utility. Teacher note here, keep the low end of this tonal riser under control, either high-pass it, or at least mono the low region. The tonal riser is not your sub. Let the drop own the sub. Now automate pitch. In Arrangement View, ramp operator transpose up by 12 to 24 semitones over the 16 bars. And again, you can make this more musical by doing a pitch staircase instead of a smooth glide. For example, step it every 2 bars, 0, plus 2, plus 5, plus 7, and then the big jump to plus 12 near the end. That makes chapters. Your listener feels the story. Then automate the filter. Slow movement early, faster movement in the last four bars, and right near the end. Add subtle vibrato with an LFO map to pitch or filter frequency. Keep it small. This is tension, not wobble. Now, the jungle urgency trick. Rhythmic gating without writing extra notes. Add autopan. Set phase to 0 degrees so it becomes tremolo, set amount to 100%, and automate the rate. In the last two bars, push it from 8th notes toward 16ths. And if you want it to feel and settle, go polyrhythmic for the last bar. Set the tremolo rate to something like 3/16ths or 5/16ths. It creates that something is slipping feeling while still being locked to the grid. Layer 3. The break riser. This is the genre identity layer. This is where it stops being EDM build and becomes jungle. Grab a break. Amen. Think. Hot pants. Whatever fits. Place it on riser break starting 16 bars before the drop. Warp it. But avoid complex pro here because it smears transients. Use beats mode. Tighten it with transients and envelope. You want that crisp break bite as you unmask it. Now, the racer strategy is basically reveal and accelerate from 16 to 8 bars before the drop. Keep it filtered and quieter. Ghost energy from 8 to 4. Reveal more highs. Add a touch of drive, maybe a little reverb send from 4 to 1. Bring it up. Brighten and start increasing slicing and retrigs. Then the last bar is where you do the jungle fill. Device chain, auto filter in high pass mode, drum bus for drive and transient shading, redux very subtly for grit, EQ8 to control fizz, utility for low-end mono control. Automation targets, high pass frequency starting around 80 to 150 Hz and rising up to maybe 1 to 3K by the end. Drive increasing, transient amount increasing, volume ramping, but again, don't peak too early. If you're at max intensity with 4 bars left, you've killed your own ending. Now, the last bar fill, arrangement view style. Duplicate that last bar of the break and manually slice it. Command or Control E, chop it into 8th or 16th chunks. Rearrange into a chop roll. Even a simple pattern can scream jungle if it's clean and confident. Optional spice, a tiny tape stop style dip right at the end. You can automate clip transpose down a couple semitones in the final 8th note. Don't overdo it. It's a wink, not a gimmick. Now we move into the thing that actually makes drops feel massive, pre-drop suckout. This is the room inhales moment, and you can do it two ways. Option 1. Automate your drum and bass groups directly. In the last half bar, automate a quick high pass on drums or music buses. Push reverb sends up so you get a tail, and pull the volume down just a hair, like 1 to 2 dB. Then snap back at the drop. Option 2. Create a dedicated build effects return. Route selected elements into it. Put a big dark hall reverb on it, high pass the return around 200 to 400 Hz, so you don't get mud, and compress it to glue the wash. Then automate send levels upward into the drop. Now the timing move that separates pretty from deadly in DNB. Mute most build elements exactly on the last 8th note before the drop. Not a whole beat, not a whole bar, the last 8th. That tiny silence is insanely effective. It makes the downbeat feel like the track slams back into place. And here's a micro timing variation if you're going for dark side or tech step. Let your tonal riser peak slightly early, like beat 4.2, and leave the last eighth emptier than you think it should be. Your ear stops tracking the riser right before impact, so the drop feels heavier. Now protect the landing. At the drop, you want no flabby sub, no reverb blanket over the first snare, and immediate transient clarity. On the riser bus, put a limiter as safety. Ceiling at minus 0.3 dB. Do not crush it. It should barely touch peaks. Then automate the riser bus volume to hard stop exactly at the drop. Not fade. Stop. If your reverb or delay tails are still masking the downbeat, you've exceeded your tail budget. Fix it by automating return track volume down on the drop, or put a gate after the reverb with a fast release so it shuts quickly. Another very pro, very practical move. Print your riser bus to audio, and literally carve the last 100 to 250 milliseconds with clip gain and fades. Audio editing is often faster and cleaner than juggling 12 automation lanes. Now let's talk timing templates you can trust. Classic 16-bar build. Bars 16 to 9 are a slow rise, about 40% energy. Bars 8 to 5, faster rise, about 70%. Bars 4 to 2, aggressive, 90%. Final bar, fake out dip plus stutter fill, so it feels like 95 down to 50 then back to 100. Then at the drop, hard mute risers. 8 bar reload build. Bars 8 to 3. Quick ramp and break unmask. Bars 2 to 1. stutter and silence. Drop hits instantly. 32 bar narrative build. First 16, tone establishes key and subtle noise. Next 8, break enters filtered with more movement. Final 8, full intensity, heavy automation, fills and that final vacuum. Now, quick list of the common mistakes to avoid while you're working. If the riser peaks too early, you have nowhere to go. If there's no contrast at the drop will feel the same size as the build, even if it's louder. If you go too wide in the low end, you'll get facey nonsense. Wide noise is fine. Wide low mids and sub is not. If reverb tails mask your first snare, the whole drop loses authority. And if you ignore bar lines, jungle will punish you. This music is phrased. Respect the landmarks. Before we wrap, here's a mini exercise you can do in like 20 minutes. Set a locator so your drop is at bar 9. Build an 8-bar riser ending at bar 9. Use only stock devices. Noise layer. Wave eatable noise. Filter sweep. Width automation. Tone layer. Operator. Plus 12 semitone rise. Tremolo in the last 2 bars. Break layer. Break loop filtered with drive. Last bar chopped. Then add 1/8 note silence right before the drop by muting the riser group and most build elements. Bounce a quick render and listen to one thing. Does the first drop snare feel clean and louder than the build? Not on the meter. In your body. Bonus. Make 2 versions. One with the fake out tip on the last beat, one without. Level match them roughly and choose the one that makes the drop feel bigger. Final recap to lock it in. Great jungle and TNB risers are about timing, phrasing, and contrast. Build in layers. Noise for space, tone for key and tension. Break for identity. Automate like a narrative. Slow, faster. Chaos, silence, impact. And protect the downbeat. Hard stop risers, manage tails, keep the low end clean. If you tell me your tempo, exactly what bar your drop lands on, and whether you're aiming for 96-style jungle, modern rollers, or tech step dark side, I can map you a precise locator plan with exact bar and beat automation breakpoints, so your build tells a story and lands perfectly every time.